Well, first off, what did Allied Properties have to say about the future of Concord Mall?
Well, they said that they are going to be making some big changes, although they were not specific about it. They said that they are going to reimagine the format of the property, the mix of tenants, the way it looks, but nothing written in stone.
And this isn't a big surprise. I mean, Concord Mall appears to be struggling like so many other malls. What are the specific issues that it faces right now?
Well, one of they face several issues. They have two anchors, Sears and Macy's, that are closing stores and really struggling. They also have had a number of smaller, popular retailers leave the mall, like PacSun and a few others. And they have not been able to attract new quality tenants to replace them.
Now, as you mentioned, Allied Retail isn't really showing its hand, and honestly, they may not even have a specific set of cards to play just yet. But can we glean anything from the other properties that they have here in Delaware, the Christiana Town Center, the Christiana Fashion Center, both of which are near the Christiana Mall? It would appear at first glance that they may be difficult to kind of duplicate at the Concord Mall site.
Well, Christiana Fashion Center, which is very successful, they are calling that a hybrid property, that it has a big blend of things, of big box stores, of smaller stores, of restaurants, and it's an open air shopping center. And they, I think that when they look at the success of that property, we may be seeing some of that in the transformation of Concord Mall.
Should we also be looking at some of the other places that you mentioned in your previous piece, places like Plymouth Meeting Mall in Pennsylvania that turned to kind of unconventional anchors like Whole Foods and Legoland, or Echelon Mall in New Jersey, which is now the Voorhees Town Center? That used mixed-use development, shops, restaurants, service providers, offices, condos, apartments. Is that also a possibility at Concord Mall?
I think that we are not going to see things like housing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the property is large enough to accommodate that, and I don't know if there's the demand. I also think that in terms of entertainment, that it's highly unlikely that we're going to see a multiplex theater, because there is one at Brandywine just up the road. So I think when you look around and you see what's available and what voids need to be filled, that does offer some clues as to what they might do or might not do. But I do think that non-traditional anchors will definitely be in play.
I was going to say, I mean, we've seen in some of these other places, even things like Dave and Buster's or other type of things. We mentioned Legoland at Plymouth Meeting. It seems like there are perhaps a wider array of possibilities possible than maybe what people would have considered in the past.
Yeah, but I don't see a multiplex theater, and I don't see luxury apartments or condos, which is something that a lot of these kinds of centers have put into the mix. I think we're going to see an emphasis on retail, but presented in a different way.
Any sense how long this will take to happen?
Well, we're looking at a very long-term project. When Christiana Mall did its transformation, and that was very successful, it took several years. They had two dark anchors, Lord & Taylor and the previously known as Strawbridge's store. And there's demolition, there's zoning, there's a lot to be done. So it's not anything that's going to be accomplished within the next year.
And you did check in with some local shoppers this week. What are they saying about this potential change?
Well, one of the things that I hear from shoppers that they like about Concord Mall is that it isn't a huge, sprawling property like Christiana, that they feel that it's comfortable there, that it's manageable, but that they don't find the kinds of stores that they want to see. They want to see more boutique shopping, more interesting retailers, and different things, non-traditional things like a hardware store, like a great hardware store. One person I interviewed mentioned Ace Hardware. That's who he wants to see.
It's a fascinating thing to keep an eye on, and we will certainly do so. Eileen Dalabrida, thanks so much for your time this week.
Thanks, Tom.